Shalom Avraham, we continue with Shmir Salosh and Shar Zachira, Perig Yud, Shir number 75. Chavetz Chaim is bringing down from the Alshich HaKadosh very strong words, sharp criticism of a person who uses his mouth in a vulgar manner. And then he wants to use that same mouth to daven to Hashem. And he's going to give Mishalim here that we ourselves have used. And we were learning the laws, the halachas of Kriya Shema. We were discussing a lot of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Discusses the importance of not making a bracha in front of excrement, in front of meraglayim, urine. And we said that the reward for a person being careful when he recites a Dovr Shebik Dusha is Arichas Yamin, is longevity. Because he is reciting a Dovr Shebik Dusha, a bracha, Kriya Shema, Shemana Esrei, in a state of Kedusha. Says the Alshech HaKadosh from the Chavetz Chaim here in Shar Zechira, V'oy lo lo'oysa busha. Woe is to this person, the humiliation that this person is going to have. He sovoy beis Hashem. And the person is going to approach the beis Hashem, Hashem's house. V'loy nimnato milohavi. Listen to these words now. Ovit mereglayim ba'mikdosh b'pnei ha'kovod ha'shechin sham. And the person was not careful to refrain from bringing his ovit of meraglayim. We know what an ovit of meraglayim is. It's a chamber pot. And it's a full chamber pot. And let's take this a step further. There's a stench coming from this chamber pot. And he's saying that this is what a person does to his mouth when he speaks Lashon Hara. This is just utterly disgusting. V'ona toilich escher poscho ki tapoich kli shari so'aymi l'shari izboi eskoincho le'echa min abivin. He says, this embarrassment, where will you hide this embarrassment? When it becomes clear that the person took a clay kodesh, a mouth of kedusha, and turned it upside down, and he defiled it to serve Hashem with a mouth like urinal. Now he says, is what's called mundane idle chatter. Doesn't mean, hi, how are you? That's asking somebody a question to show I care, I'm concerned about you. Sichas betola. There's nonsense, if you want to call it politics. You want to, whatever you want to call it, you want to call it sports, whatever category you want to put into, which sometimes those might fall into. Usually they do. Sichas chulin. But even that which is permissible to be spoken. Boishnei me'oid lahalo boyis Hashem. That's going to cause a person great embarrassment. When now that same mouth that got overly excited because of that touchdown pass that was thrown. Okay, you know what? It was a nice throw. Yes, it was a nice catch. Yes. Yeah. Okay. But the excitement that the person said over, did you see that pass? Did you see the catch? Unbelievable. Okay, let's calm down a second here. It's a pigskin flying in the air. And what's the source of all these games? Go back to the history of sports. Is a lot of Jewish bloodshed. Let's go back to the history now. And I'm not saying you can't play sports. Now the person has all that excitement, talking about nonsense, and that person then goes ahead and uses his mouth to praise Hashem. On that alone, when it's not even something really horrifically bad, says the Alshich HaKadosh, Mihitein li v'hayali beis piyois ech ledaber boi tzorchi beisi v'ech ledaber boi im koini. He quotes Chazal that says, Halavai, I should have had. The Tana said, I wish I was created with two mouths. One mouth to be able to talk the mundane, and one mouth to be able to talk to my Creator. What's the Tana saying? What's Chazal saying? Because how could I use the same mouth to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when that mouth is a mouth that is dirty, or that is a mouth that is talking nonsense? That's the attitude we have to have. You know, one of the greatest Musar Sefarim that are out there is not even understood as a Musar Sefer. You know what that Sefer is? It's the Siddur. The Siddur, the daily Siddur. In a few hours, some people can daven mincha. Before you start your Shemoneh Esrei, the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, is Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nun Aleph. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ofi Agi Tilasech. We daven to Hashem. Hashem, please open my mouth. Sfasai Tiftach Ofi, so my mouth, Ofi Agi Tilasech, can say your praise. And that's exactly what the Asher HaKadosh is saying. Imagine a person throughout the day, after Shacharis, until Mincha, is using that mouth incorrectly. The way he talks to other people. And then he goes to Hashem. Hashem, so said, you want Hashem now to listen to your praise? It just doesn't work. So therefore, when a person reminds himself of this, when he says those words, Hashem, so I said, Tiftach, it's telling him, after I finish the Shemoneh Esrei, when I talk to people around me, to my wife, to my husband, to my children, to my friends, to my neighbors, to my employees, who I am in charge of, I have to make sure to talk to them properly. Why? Because I'm going to now stand in front of Hashem, and Hashem's going to say, one second, Pliny, that's the mouth that's coming to pray. You want me to open your mouth to say my prayer? Your mouth is a bucket of the chamber pot. Is the Ovid Shemei Raglayim. Look how you just spoke to that person who works for you. Look how you just screamed at him. And then the person goes to daven to Hashem, that his tefillah should be answered. It's not going to work. That's why the Musar Sefer, par excellence, is the Siddur. Because the Siddur should remind us now when we say, Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach. Hashem, open my lips. Ufi yagid tehila secha. We'll continue with Hashem with this Al Shech HaKadosh.